This Themistocles has shown himself to be quite brilliant in battle. Which is more than I can say for any of you.
Do you gentlemen find my command unreasonable? Is it too much to ask for victory? For though I stand among 10,000,
I am alone.
I long for a soul who would stand by my side, who I could trust.
Tell me, General Kashani, are you that man?
You will taste your victory by the day's end. I will make certain of it.
I hope so.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord,
so we're back again with the fantasy league.
From outer space.
March is basically over with one day left, and when this comes out, it'll be properly over. And as of this month gone by, movies involved, My Bad Words has made a grand total of 3.5 million. Going further up, My Grand Budapest Hotel has made a grand total of 24.5 million.
More than I thought it would.
Douglas's Muppets Most Wanted has struck gold with a grand total of 33.2 million.
So much money.
Damien's
302.
Damien's hopeful substitute, Need for Speed, has made a grand total of 37.8 million. Noah is estimated on the first weekend to have 44 million. And Damien has won the month with 300 Part 2 with a grand total of 101 million.
302. Doing it real big.
Douglas and I have seen none of these movies.
None of them.
Damien, on the other hand,
not a one.
Has reports to give us.
Yes. On the front, what is Bad Words? There's a shitstorm coming. that movie's terrible. Here's the thing, though. Almost makes a turn.
Wait, hold on. I'm curious because the movie sells itself as being kind of racist and horrible, and
mm-hmm.
and it's the kind of humor that we generally enjoy.
Right.
Is it that the jokes themselves aren't funny, and therefore, where does the turn occur is where I'm looking.
There is a point towards the middle of this movie where clearly the writers just went, you know what? Fuck it. And they start telling a story. Because it's about a spelling bee.
Yeah, yeah.
And they start telling a story and you just go, there's no way this is happening. This movie is not doing what I think it's. And, but it doesn't commit to the stupidity. Like, it starts going, at least I thought it was going down the road, and then it went, we're going to make this like a dumb movie. Instead of really, really going for it and making it the dumbest movie. They kind of eased up and I didn't appreciate it. So it's not very good.
So one or two?
It is a one. It is not good. However, Jack Snyder and his apprentice said, what if we made more than 300? And everybody went, don't do that. Please don't do that. And they went, it made money, so we're going to do it anyway. And once again, it continues to make money. The thing is, if you thought of a movie that was more 300, this is the movie that they made. It is not as good as the first one because it can't be.
There's no Fassman though.
Not only that, the slow motion and all of that trickery and lighting nonsense and violence, you saw all of that in the first one. Right? They had all the catchphrases, they had all the fake abs, they had all the nonsense. And the first time you saw a man be defeated by a shield, you went, this might be the greatest thing I've ever seen. What they've done is just gone, what if we just stick to the whole action bits and just ignore just telling stories? And that's what they did.
Wow, that's interesting.
And they did it well. It's just action nonsense.
Apparently the director of 302, his only other film is Smart People.
Hmm?
Who knew?
I knew.
I mean that he could make action.
Oh, yeah. It's Zack Snyder was behind him. You can feel Zack Snyder pointed to things and slow that down.
I find it
more blood there.
About this month,
cut this here.
Is that the teen book movie Divergent that everyone was avoiding because of how horrible those movies played last year,
mm-hmm.
other than Hunger Games, actually came number 2 out of the month.
Yeah. Not number 1 though. Not number 1. Peabody. No one saw that, did they?
I thought it might, but
yep.
Didn't want
you know what, you guys, you know, you said, you know what?
It looked like it wasn't going to be good,
you know,
to
what?
Begin with.
Bad words. I think bad words will do it for me. And if that doesn't work, Grand Budapest. And if that doesn't work, Noah has a month. Oh wait, it has 2 weeks? What, no? How many days? 5?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
And then they start showing Captain America early on Wednesday. Alright, yep, we have 5 days. It's good. Everybody focus. I hope the controversy of Noah
pushes it.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like a movie that even though it won't make another 50 million weekend, that it will slowly chug along with like 8 million weekends.
I hope, like,
people just keep
going.
I
would like Mr. Aronofsky to continue making his crazy movies. Right. And that won't happen unless his movies make money.
I still am very curious as to what his Wolverine would have been.
Better.
He was,
it would have been
better. Supposed to make Wolverine.
Yeah, it would have been better. Is what it would have been. Yeah, you guys chose poorly this month. Douglas chose more Muppets. I was destroyed by Divergence.
Destroyed?
Not even close.
We like to watch Muppets.
50 million to like 18 or some such nonsense.
Oh my gosh, it doesn't come out here until next week.
I saw the ads and I like Tina Fey enough. Kind of want to watch it, but I know enough about Tina Fey that she doesn't come in good movies.
I'm more interested to see Ricky Gervais. I don't know why. I like him.
I don't have a problem with Ricky Gervais. I just know that Tina Fey only picks clangers.
So 2 months in a row, Damien is the winner of picking the best movie.
That will end. If Transcendence beats
Captain
America. Earth as we know it is doomed.
What do I have next month? What's my
next month is
my shot?
Captain America versus Transcendence.
Quiet ones
versus the quiet ones.
The quiet ones.
Oh god damn
the
it.
The quiet ones.
Is there nothing else in April? Is it just a barren wasteland of garbage?
Oh my god.
After I took Captain America, it kinda was.
it clearly was. So next month is going to which is bad. That is very bad because your movie, Talking to Andrew, will come out early and then have a month by itself
to just
do
make money.
Either that or people go the first week and go, so tired of Captain America, and just don't show up, just waiting for real blockbusters to show up. But I doubt that very much. Disney owns Marvel. And Disney owns every channel you can think of. And marketing muscle is still marketing muscle.
Yep.
So
I think my slender lead is going to
be decimated.
2 weeks after Captain America comes out, Haunted House 2 is just going to murder me.
I'm going to kick you in the face.
That's what I'm going to do.
Or the documentary bears.
I just have to hope that Andrew, being Andrew, and not picking just one movie in May is enough to, like, Godzilla needs to bomb horribly.
So talking
so
about
beat you.
Talking about some of the marketing for the year, the month gone by, some films that we have on our list that have finally gotten some trailers out.
Jesus.
One of which is the teenage of the mutant of the ninja to the turtles.
Christ.
I believe this movie is Damien's.
Yes, I think it
is.
Damien, are you a big Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles fan?
No.
No.
I never have been.
Is one of your things that you did love about the show, or the comic book, or the movies, the fact that they actually did P90X in their free time?
Clearly, that was one of the things that I liked most. I also liked the fact that they were 7 feet tall, were able to land on crumble buildings, and destroy trucks, and look like they're 90, except act very juvenile. I also love Megan Fox so much. Everything she's in is just gold. What was that Western one that she was in? Was that
Jonah
Trainwreck?
With Michael Fassbender.
Christ.
I like remembering bad movies, Michael Fassbender.
Yeah, he didn't say no to anything for a good long while.
Because he's a smart man.
Yeah. Like, the more I work, the more people will see me. I know I'm better than this. The trailer is terrible. It's really bad. The only thing I like is the guy that is supposed to play Shredder.
William Fichtner.
Yeah.
Love him.
I like him in just about everything.
He's one of those people
He's the best bad guy.
He's one of those people who I feel understands bad movie making and goes, I
yeah,
know
why
what
not?
Made is fun.
You're going to pay me to do what?
He might have been my favorite part of Elysium.
Splinter, are you sure?
Alright.
I'll be a ninja man.
The other another big movie that got some extra marketing this past month is X-Men Days of Future Past.
Yes,
which
X-Men.
People on the internet were loving, but that trailer looks kinda like
Yeah. I agree. I remember I saw the
not great.
The sort of Twitter sphere blow up. When it came out, I said, oh, great, because this is my movie. And truth be told, I like X-Men. I love X-Men. And
I love
hope,
the last X-Men movie.
Yeah, exactly. And I hope that this
Bryan
one
Singer
is
directed
good.
That, right?
But no,
he
that was Matthew Vaughn.
I know. Thank you.
Douglas got caught.
Thank you.
Are you sure?
Thank you. Douglas is just hating himself right now.
But actually.
For responding
yeah.
to you.
Just.
When am I going to learn and draw?
Yeah. It's because I ask with such sincerity. It throws people. Until they hear what they're answering. They go, I hate you so much.
Yeah.
He did make the first two that, you know, most people seem to like. But...
I like the second one a lot.
Yeah,
then
I like the
was
second
that train
one
wreck the third one.
Yeah, well, that was
then
right.
Then he made
one,
Valkyrie,
eh?
And I lied to myself.
I like Valkyrie.
That Valkyrie was great.
I like it.
No, I like it. I just told myself, this is great.
Yeah, I don't know what great, but it's fun.
Well, one movie which did get its first trailer out, which we have in our list, is Douglas's Herculean rock movie.
Look, not the first shitty Hercules movie of this year. No. The second shitty Hercules movie of this
year. I do not like this trailer.
Yeah, it looks bad.
It looks like a horrible movie.
And
you know
what
this trailer reminds me of?
And bad
the
trailers.
Scorpion King. That's what this trailer reminds me of.
It looks terrible.
But Damon, why don't you tell us about Edge of Tomorrow?
But I want to see it. While we were talking about the trailer, you guys brought up movies that the trailer reminded me of. Jumper, which is dumb, but I love. Source Code. Which is dumb, but oh god, it's so good. And when I was watching the trailer, I went, yeah, this looks good. And then it sank in, then I realized, oh, this looks good. Which means it's not going to make jack shit.
Actually, I feel like I'm coming off of how much I hated Oblivion.
I actually enjoyed
that
movie.
That
the thing with that movie is it's one of those movies where it's not that it's aggressively bad, it's that it's so much in the middle, and I talked about this a lot. Like, it felt like it didn't try hard enough to do anything, right?
The ending is where everybody...
And this movie, I'm feeling, because it's science fiction with more Tom Cruise, I'm like, please don't be Oblivion level of just meh.
But there's a lot of action in this one. He's like, no look shooting shit. Yeah. And they're just going to do it again and again and again. And it has one of my favorite actresses in there, so that doesn't hurt.
Really?
Yeah. I like her.
Emily Blunt?
I've liked her for
favorite
years.
Actresses?
Yeah.
Why?
Think she can, Douglas. Yeah. She's coming in a lot of movies that I like. A lot.
So is Meryl Streep, but that doesn't mean that you...
I'm just kidding. I hate Douglas so much.
Now, leaving myself off of this list, mm-hmm. a bigger trailer came out for Jupiter Ascending.
Yeah, it did.
Andrew, what did... All right. Be honest,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you know what both of us, me and myself and Damien, think. What do you think of that trailer?
Floaty shoes.
It doesn't look like
Mila
it's going to be very good. I'm hoping that the trailer is lying and the movie makes sense in some
Floaty
sense.
Shoes,
or has a lot of really awesome space action.
Jupiter!
Andrew, she is a princess. Is that what they're
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, of course.
A princess
of
Earth?
No, the universe.
Of the universe.
Yeah. That's why they tested her and knew it immediately.
Ah, okay.
And
okay.
To create balance, you need yin and, I guess, Channing Tatum.
This movie is going to be bad.
I'm pretty sure I could describe The Matrix in that same sense.
No, you're right.
No, you couldn't, because there's no dodging bullets in this trailer, is there?
Well, he does some flippy things.
Do you remember the first Matrix trailer?
Thingy.
Hmm? Did you even see? They just had boom, boom, boom. Matrix. 4 second ad. That's incredible.
But what I'm more curious about, which we probably won't even ever talk about because it's one of my substitutes, is a new trailer came out for The Purge 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you guys didn't like The Purge, but I'm curious if you guys have seen this and what, if you're feeling at all interested into diving back into Purge.
Nope.
Sadly, because I saw the first Purge and hated it so thoroughly. I saw the second one. This seems way, way stupider. I'll watch this.
Because now they're taking us
outside. Yeah, this makes even less sense. I'll watch this. This seems... And then at the end, they're like auctioning people to kill. I'm like, this movie's going to be dumb, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's going to be dumber than that first one. Why not? I've already put myself through the first one.
And you see what's funny
might
is,
as well watch
is
this
you,
second
and I,
one.
You and I came to... different conclusions using the same information and the same logic. I look at this trailer and I'm like, yeah, this looks dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Super dumb.
Nope. Like, I've already subjected myself to Purge Uno.
Exactly.
Purge Dos.
Why not? Purge Part 2.
And when Purge Tumba 10 is out,
yep.
10 years from
purge
now, you'll
to
say
the
to yourself, I've already watched 9 of them.
And I'm already in for 9. Zero of them have been good. Maybe the 10th is the one. Lucky number 10. Let's go. Oh, this is worse than all 10 other 9. This is terrible. A small clip of what is probably going to be my favorite movie of the year came out. How to Train Your Dragon.
I refuse to watch it.
Yeah,
and,
I'm watching it.
The dragon says no in dragon voice and I smile like a giddy little scooter.
Nothing happened
in the clip.
I remember
nothing.
Us watching that movie in the theater and you just going like, fuck.
This movie is incredible.
You went in, you're like, people kind of liked it. I'll give it a try.
Yeah. And just mind, just destroyed by the end of that movie. Like, this movie is incredible. And it didn't win.
Nope.
Which hold in God's name?
What was the one that won? Yeah, I don't remember.
No, I don't know. Wasn't nothing was better than even?
It was Wall-E, I think. Was Wall-E?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that's why I hate it even more. Like the only animated movie that can compete would have been Toy Story 3, and
I think that might have been that year.
I'd have given How to Train Your Dragon the award over Toy Story 3.
That was rough.
Bad luck, right?
Yeah, hush dog. You'll win this year. If that clip... Like, the clip is literally... He, like, finds some new land and he's drawing it on a map. And he's like, what should we name it? Of course, he's talking to the dragon.
Because, why not?
Right, and he's like, oh, sure, we'll name it Armpit. It's like, should we go? And then he turns to the dragon, should we go any further? And the dragon's like, no.
Seriously?
Yeah. No, in a dragon voice. And I smile like a small child.
So, next month, April, we'll see the fight of Chris Nolan Jr., Wally Pfister with Transcendence, Douglas's foray into horror cinema with The Quiet Ones, and my Captain America.
And the Juggernaut. And the winner. And the winner.
Yep.
Can I stave off Andrew?
We'll be equal. We'll be even at that point.
No way. What are you talking about?
Because I've won January. You've won February and March. And
yeah.
I'll win April.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure that movie will hit like 300 before the month is out. Yeah. No, really? Oh, you do? Word. You hope so. Thanks. He hopes so. So good.
So yeah.
I hope that it gives everyone that watches it eye cancer. And the only thing that can cure it is Spider-Man 2.
And it will be publicly known.
That, right. That is, everyone. Sony announces cure for eye cancer.
Cure for Captain America eye cancer.
Right. Did you see Captain America? Are your eyes burning? Sony Computer Entertainment. Wait, no, that's wrong.
Anyways, this is a short March episode of the Fantasy League. We don't really have much to talk about because we have... Actually, it's not even a case of Douglas and I didn't want to go to the movies. They literally haven't come out.
Please.
I think 300 was the only one that...
Yeah,
came out.
I didn't want to watch it. Yeah. I'm begging for them to bring out Noah, but I don't even know if that's going to happen at this point. We have Muppets this week, so hopefully we can watch that.
Guys, I hate
Damien, so give another 5 years and we'll build our own cinema.
I hate the fact that there's people that like it. There's just people that go in all smiles and come out all smiles. Caribbean songs.
So, as usual, you can hear the podcast over at gmanreviews.com as well through iTunes and Stitcher. I can't be bothered to do any more of the outro. I'll probably record it later. So thank you so much for listening. Good night.